All three of our readings on this first Sunday of Advent talk about time. The second and third really zero in on the idea of using time well. The gospel passage in particular has sometimes been used to scare people into religion and straight living. While fear isn't exactly the best motivation for a loving relationship with the Lord, there are a couple of elements of truth and reality about time that we need to be reminded of now and then. And even though it's only the first Sunday of Advent, stores have already been pushing Christmas at us for at least a couple of weeks, if not more. They keep saying, think gifts, and buy them here. Well, let's do that for a moment. Let's think about gifts. And let us think of one in particular that we have all received, although nobody bought it and nobody can. Is the gift of time. Time is like air. We're always in it. We cannot function without it. But we seldom think about it unless we are in a hurry for something like the response for a job application or unless we wish we had more of it. We seldom think of it as a precious gift. An old proverb says, "Nothing is more precious than time, yet nothing is less valued." But it is God's gift. So the next time you check the time, say thanks for it. Thanks for time, and thanks for life. The second reminder is this, that we need about time is this. We don't have an unlimited supply of it. It really will run out. So let us use our gift of time well. And one of the best ways to use that gift is to give it away. Who in your life could use a gift of your time today? God love you.